You're never going to please everybody, but we'll do the best that we can with what we've got at the moment. And I can assure everybody that the work that we've undertaken, not only has it been a long and a hard slog, but this is multi-generational. I laboured the point today when we made the announcement at Parliament that this goes back more than Oranga Tamariki. This goes back decades. This goes back more than a century of our children being taken into the care and protection system. And yet we've never addressed the root cause of why they're going into the system in the first place. And one of the big markers in this report is around shifting the organisation to prevention. So it's been a hard slog, but more it's about a mihi to all of our whānau out there that have made the contribution to kahu, to the report Kahu Aroha. But I would also say there is a lot more work to do. Let's get underway.
Yeah, because there have been some criticisms that the recommendations aren't going far enough, that they are just tinkering around the edges. Also, too, moving the social work chief social work position back into OT. I'm not 100% sure about that, but you can clarify what that actually means. So I guess those that are disappointed in the recommendations of this report, what they wanted to see was a recommendation to scrap Oranga Tamariki altogether.
We get that quite a bit, and it's very easy to say, let's just do away with the agency, let's do away with MB, let's do away with MSD and Te Mea Te Mea. The reality is those things do take time, and what Māori have been calling for in particular has been about devolution, about making sure that we devolve power and authority, and not only that, but also resources to Māori communities, hapū, iwi, social services, Te Mea Te Mea. That is actually the call. And in my conversations with the governance group that led into the Waitangi Tribunal report just recently, that is exactly what they're calling for as well. So it's easy to say just shut something down, but then again, what are you going to replace it with? All of a sudden, if we shut something down, well, what happens to the 77,500 notifications that come in a year? What happens to the 8,500 whānau that are going through FGCs? What happens to the 5,400 children that are in state care today? So it's not right to say just shut it down now or and hand it over. And let me tell you why the handover is really important too. Hand over to whom and for what? And that is where the really big work needs to be done. So, for example, when you get across the motu, as I have, 70 engagements right across the country, you have different hapū and iwi at different stages of being ready, able, and wanting to undertake this mahi. And I likened it this morning to we're attempting to fit Māori organisations as square pegs into round holes because we're saying, hey, take this 5,400 number, we'll work with you here. But all of these organisations are up here in the world of prevention. And it's that backbone of supply through cutting those prevent, working on prevention and cutting those numbers that will make all the difference. So the big work is actually more challenging. It's easy to say shut something down. What we're doing is we're going further. We're saying that this is about devolution of authority, and that's made clear in the report and the remarks this morning. And we're also talking about building up capability and capacity of shifting resources. All the things that you need to do, including the standing up of permanent governance arrangements of an agency, the first time in the history, I understand, of this country in this form. So I do understand what people say, but then when they say that, it doesn't necessarily come with that what next, that what next moment. So my concern, as it always has been, is about the children and the tamariki, the whānau in the system right now today. What we need to do to stop their tamariki and their mokopuna ending up being numbers later on down the track. But like I say, heaps of work to do.
So what I see here in the recommendations is a devolution to Māori and community groups. It is a stronger, engagement with Māori and community groups. I'm also seeing a beginning of sharing equity of resources to Māori and to community groups. I'm also seeing you've recommended stronger governance, which you had identified, and a moving of chief social work into the organisation of Oranga Tamariki. So what I'm sensing is you are strengthening a government organisation while while the strengthening of whānau and hapū to commence mahi to so it's you're not just evolving, but you're actually strengthening one group to become independent outside of a Māori construct. So you're actually, are you moving towards the establishment of a Māori organisation that, or an iwi-based organisation that can run their own child services while also strengthening the structure of a government department that's, you know, that's pretty busted. So you're working with the Crown on their side to get themselves ready, but what you're actually doing is also now strengthening the ability for iwi to also now drive the strategy in their rohe. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yeah, that's actually a really interesting way of putting it. And in a very simplistic way, absolutely yes. I mean, we're dealing, if I liken it to this, it's a game of two halves. And on this half of the field, we've got a pre-existing government organisation and agency with 5,400 children in its care right now and a massive monolithic piece of work ahead of it, already on the books. And we've got to do something about that now for the care and protection of the children in the system now. And that's why there has been that recentered approach on more effective social work, but quality practice. I mean, the Office of the Chief Social Worker, for example, let's be really clear, the Office of the Chief Social Worker since 2017 has been completely decimated in what I would describe as a corporatisation of a government agency and model that, quite frankly, we didn't need to go near or do. And so it's about making sure whoever's doing what they're doing now is doing it in the highest possible way at the highest possible standard, and we are not continuing to treat whānau they're just another commodity and another number. At the same, so that's the strengthening part here. Over here, it is about building that capability and capacity up. Let me give you a couple of examples. When I have a look at the Eastern Bay Collective, Tūhoe Whakatohia, Tūwharitoa, Whānau Apanui, et cetera, et cetera. My goodness, they're one of those trains at the station I'm already talking about. They are ready, willing, able right now to move. So let us move. And that's about them telling us what more they need and what more we can do to support them get away from the train station, so to speak. If I have a look at Ngāpuhi Social Services up north, run by Toropu, run by Bupi, and have a look at the amazing work they're doing, and Tamiatamia, so you've got pockets of all of these different things right across the mutu. And that's, we've been doing that for, whānau have been doing that for years. Then we have those other organisations who are just beginning to enter the social services space, but they're also dealing with other issues, so health and hauora, with housing and homelessness and Tamiatamia, all of those other things as well. For them, it's about strengthening their capability to start building their plans and telling us what they would like to do. That's some medium-term sort of stuff. Then you've got the long-haul sort of iwi, hapū, and social services that might take a little bit longer depending on where their plans are. So it's about us building all of this up, and that is one of the big differences in this body of work. It's about capability and capacity building, the shifting of those resources from over here to over here. Now, in terms of the ongoing enduring governance arrangements, the best thing that there are two things that will go on here. The first is building up that regional governance network. In other words, iwi know and hapū know and Māori organisations know what they want to do. It's not for us to step into their governance arrangements. It's up for us to support them up and build them up, not pull them down. So the regional governance establishment is going to be a big piece of work moving forward for the next couple of months. And then, of course, recommendation three is what does the enduring governance arrangements of Oranga Tamariki look like? And I can confirm we will be working with Māori organisations, including the Kahurangi, the governance group who formed as a result of the Waitangi Tribunal and so on and so forth, to identify what model that will look like. Now, running along all of that, the Oranga Tamariki Ministerial Advisory Board, so myself, Dame Nada Glavish, Sir Mark Solomon and Shannon Pākuta, we will remain and we will monitor the implementation of these recommendations until those enduring governance arrangements have been stood up. Now, there's already a timeline for those arrangements to be stood up, and the Minister's made it very clear that we expect it to happen by the end of 2022. And actually, that's not that far away. So we're going to be moving at a heck of a pace to do that. But at the end of the day, what our whānau need to understand is what does it mean for me? How does it translate to me going through whatever I'm going through on the ground in my local community right now? And that's where there'll be changes in terms of the way that family group conferences are undertaken, making sure people are resourced and planned for. Calvin Davis, the minister, has already indicated, for example, on the Section 78 uplifts, that you know, we shouldn't have to do uplifts. There shouldn't be a need for the Section 78s for no other reason. If we get this prevention pipe right, then we're actually preventing all of these tamariki coming into the system. Therefore, Section 78s are largely unnecessary. So yeah, there is a ton of work to be done, and this is why I think we just need to take a pause for just a moment and understand that for the first time, this is not just another government report. This is not just another Waitangi Tribunal report with recommendations that then gets implemented only by the government agency concerned or responded to by the agency concerned. This is different because we're here and we're not going anywhere, and we have a terms of reference, and we also have the fact that this government has accepted all of the recommendations in the report. So does that touch the edges only of this big kaupapa? I would argue strongly, absolutely not.
So what so I want to go back to my point.
Sorry.
Your terms of reference were to fix up a government organisation. You've gone in and you've identified these issues and you've made recommendations to the government to rectify a broken governmental department. In the meanwhile, you have also identified the aspirations of Māori. So, again, are we going to see by the end of 2022 the beginning of a Māori, for want of a better description, health authority type organisation that now takes care of structuring how it will now facilitate itself with with mokopuna order? Will there be by the end of 2022 a Māori mokopuna order, the type of organisation that these claimants are really wishing to see? Because again, I want to go back to your terms of reference was for a government department, but your recommendations actually allude to the establishment of a, for want of a different of a better term, a mokopuna order.
See, this is why you're a great journalist, Claudine Hoedzi. You're a fantastic journalist, by the way. Look, there's two parts to it. Look, I'm not trying to abscond from the answer. The terms of reference were actually quite broad. Yes, it was about the agency, organisational culture, social work, but the first terms of reference was about Māori, Hapu, Iwi communities and so on and so forth. So that's why we were so expansive, very expansive. The work in terms of what those enduring governance arrangements are starts now. So I can't tell you what we'll end up with, but I'm confident that we'll be engaging with a lot of stakeholders about what finally we land on. And my aspiration is to try and move this as quickly as we possibly can, because as you know, I tend to move at pace and move quickly without missing the opportunity. I just want to come back to something you said about claimants. Let me tell you that it's not just about claimants we're working with. We're also working with our young people who are in the care and protection system right now. So we've sat down and we've heard with Voice Pakanongo Mai, with the youth leadership group of Oranga Tamariki who are in the care and protection system right now, any number of whānau right across the mutu. And what I will not do is I don't want to create some sort of value system where somebody, because they might be a claimant versus somebody else with a lived experience versus somebody who's is a care experienced young person, is somehow valued more than the other. My job and my role is to be the diplomat to try and make sure that we listen to all people concerned. And that's why I do love listening to people like Pardle Crawford Moyle. And I know some of them might think, oh, well, he's only got his ears on when he wants to. But the reality is not only do I listen, but it translates into the report that you've seen today, Kahu Aroha, including some wise words from Dei Miritana, the doyon of knowledge and wisdom in Te Ao Māori, who rings me at the drop of a hat, who also wise words are, look, we've seen much of this before. Where it's different is to make sure that we understand how much work is involved in getting there. The other steer I've got is that you and I both know that we're moving into year two of a second term government. I do not want to get to the end of 2022 moving into a 2023 election year and we haven't got this job done, because I tell you, our people will be disappointed, but we would have been doing wrong by our whānau.
Fantastic work. You know, it has been, it is a difficult job to do. There are many mountains yet to climb, and I am sure that you will be able to scale those. We've got quite a bit of comment coming in from our Facebook page, so thank you very much. People have started to discuss what you have just said, but the big takeaway from this is we should watch the space. By the end of 2022, I think we'll be a lot more pleased with how this is rolling out. So again, what you have achieved is what you've achieved. Stage one, and there is
stage one.
A small way to go.
Yeah, may I just say one last thing, and you know there'll probably be two last things. The first is that I encourage all of our people to hold us accountable, hold us accountable. Look, this is a report. It is robust. There's a lot of moving parts to it, but this is not the end of it. And hold us to account for the words that we speak and the actions that we take. And that's the first thing. The second thing is really to our children, our young people. You know, my hope out of this, by moving us to prevention, we can finally break that backbone. I want to instill hope in our kids. I want them to have every opportunity they can possibly have and meet every aspiration that their tūpuna would have had for them as well. And whether they be children now and become parents tomorrow and grandparents later on down the track, if we don't give them that hope aspiration and opportunity, then that is a sure sign of failure. And it's going to take all of us, no matter whether we agree or disagree. And, you know, I disagree with a few people quite a few times. It's going to take all of us in the same walk and our paddling in the same direction to get to that next landing.